Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, in conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, I'll be visiting with Devon Kennard, a starting linebacker for the Detroit Lions and the club's winner of the prestigious Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Just as his credentials suggest, Devon is as impressive on the field as he is off the field. Let's get right to it. This episode is presented by All Over Media, which provides advertising solutions on mobile billboards and convenience stores in 200 markets across the country. In seventh grade, Devon Kennard shared his lofty goals: play football and earn his bachelor's degree at the University of Southern California, then play in the NFL. But he didn't just play at USC, he was one of the Trojans' top recruits. He didn't just get one degree, he actually got two. And he didn't have a proverbial cup of coffee in the NFL, he's actually preparing for his seventh season. Pretty remarkable. Yet what's also impressive about Devon is that he's hungry and he's humble, praising the positive impact of his father Derek, who played 11 seasons in the NFL and won a Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys, and his older brother Derek Jr., who has coached and trained him. In part one of our conversation, we'll focus on the impact and influence of his family and how that's inspired him to help others, so much in fact that Devon was the Lions nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Whether he wins the main award on February 1st, the evening before the Super Bowl, Devon's commitment to his craft and community will only continue to grow. It's my distinct privilege to introduce Devon Kennard. Well, I am privileged and honored to have Devon Kennard with me as my guest. Devon, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
So, Devon, what is your favorite childhood sports memory from your own playing days?
My own playing days, I'll have to say, I remember it was probably fourth grade, and I had to go on a diet all of fourth grade just to make the team, because I was in a Pee Wee team where I had to be a certain weight, and I was the biggest kid. So the following year, I ended up playing in a different league where there was no weight limits, and I actually played up with some older kids. And, you know, I was really nervous, but I ended up in my first game making a really good play when I was playing defensive end. And, you know, it was the first moment where I felt like, oh, my gosh, like I'm playing with older kids and I'm actually doing well still. So I was probably in fifth grade at the time. You know, I still remember that distinctively.
Devon, which coach encouraged and inspired you the most when you were younger?
The coach that I would say inspired me the most was actually my brother. He coached me throughout all of high school when he finished playing in college, and he tried to go professionally, ended up getting cut, and he started training athletes and then coaching at my high school. And, you know, he really propelled my career and helped me get a lot better very fast.
What was it about his coaching that impacted you so much?
To have somebody who just got done playing and was very passionate about the game, and he played defensive tackle, and at the time I was playing defensive end, so he knew so much about, you know, the position that I was playing that it was just, I was able to learn so much from him. And, you know, him being my older brother, he was really hard on me and expected a lot from me, so it really kind of instilled in me the toughness I needed.
Now, at the time, was that difficult to deal with, though?
At times, you know, he was hard on everyone, but I felt like at times he was extra hard on me. So that would be tough at times, but I always end up seeing the benefits from it, of how, like, I was feeling so much better when I was actually playing, and I felt like my technique was better than a lot of kids around me because I was spending the extra time on really learning and working on the fundamentals.
So this may be a natural question. Who is an unsung hero from your childhood? Someone who was really key in your development as a student athlete?
I would definitely say my brother, actually. So it kind of goes hand in hand. He played a huge impact in my life early on. I wasn't always the most physical or tough guy, and he kind of really started to instill that in me and taught me what work ethic was like, and I just ran with it from there.
And what's your favorite sports memory as a fan?
as a fan, I would have to say I was really young, but it's something I think about. And I remember as a kid, I would always go and look at it. But in 1996, my dad won a Super Bowl with the Cowboys, and I barely remember the actual memory myself. But he put me on his shoulders before the after the game when they won, and you know that was just a cool moment. And I have those pictures. And then my dad has a miniature size Lombardi Trophy in our house. So I remember as a kid growing up. Whenever anybody came over, that was one of the first things I showed them. You know, I ran down to our basement and would grab it and show all my friends it, but then I'd make sure I wiped it down because it got fingerprints on it really easily. So, you know, that's definitely probably my strongest memory.
That's obviously a very unique experience as a kid. How did that impact you, having a father who won a Super Bowl and was a longtime NFL player?
I think it made me realize that anything is possible and life is, you know, limitless. Like, that didn't necessarily come up from the best place in California, and he was able to his football career all the way to the NFL and play, you know, 11 years in the NFL, first couple years in the USFL, and so a 13-year professional career. So it just made me realize that, you know, you can put anything, you can do anything you put your mind to. And that's something that I kind of took from that, and it allowed me to go through my life and being like, all right, I can do this too.
I know your father taught you a lot of things, but what's the single most enduring lesson that you learned from your father?
I would probably say perseverance and the importance of family in general. You know, he's kind of set the tone for our family, and you know, we're all very close, and just the perseverance he's done and the sacrifices he's made for our family and to put us in position to be successful. And you know, I kind of take that very seriously, and I look at it as it's my opportunity and my responsibility to take my growing family personally now and take the torch, so to speak, and take it from here and take our family to the next level, so to speak.
What's the most valuable lesson you learned through a challenger defeat?
I think there's two things really, and one's like perseverance, and the other thing is kind of recognizing that football is what I do, but it's not who I am. And you know, I feel like I've been kind of hammering that home a lot lately when I talk to people, because athletes get so lost with their identity to this game, but this game isn't going to be loyal to you forever, and you have to be someone, and you have to stand for something that's not associated to this game, that's not tethered to the game of football. And the other thing is perseverance. You know, I've gone through a lot of challenges when it comes to football to get to this point in my life, and if I didn't have the perseverance and the consistency and build the right kind of habits in my life, I don't think I'd be here today.
What's one thing you would tell your 8, 12, or 16-year-old self?
I would actually tell myself to trust God and stay the course. You know, I feel like I was a kid who worried a lot, and I had big goals and big aspirations. I remember in the seventh grade, I got like student athlete of the week for getting good grades, and I had a really good game in basketball. And I said that my goal was to go to USC and to get my degree and then play in the NFL. And I was in the seventh grade at the time. So that just goes to speak the kind of goals and aspirations I had even at a young age. But with that comes the pressures of, like, am I going to get there? How am I going to get there? And stressing about that. And I would just tell myself to keep working hard, relax, and it'll all work itself out.
Yeah, that's one of the things I tell my kids often. You either have faith or you have fear, but you can't have both.
Absolutely. And you know what? You got to focus on the little things you can do each and every day that's going to point you in the right direction. I try to really emphasize that in my own life and when I'm talking to people is your daily decisions and your daily choices need to be in line with whatever your big goal is. You got to set that big goal, but then you have to hone it all the way down into the daily activities that's going to lead to that. And, you know, I think people are good about saying, oh, I want to be an NFL player one day, or I want to be in the NBA, or I want to be a doctor, whatever career path people want to take. And they have that big goal, but are your daily decisions, you know, aligned with that? And are you putting yourself in position on a daily basis to make that happen? And, you know, when speaking with kids especially, I think it's really important because, you know, you're young and you think you can make all these mistakes, but I feel like I'm a testament to the fact that the decisions I made when I was young, I'm having ripple effects of them now. that works negatively and positively. But when I was young, you know, my dad and my brother used to always tell me, you know, if you're either getting better or you're getting worse, you never stay the same. So I always have this mentality of always trying to get better. And also, is if you're just doing what everybody else is doing, then you're never going to be able to get ahead. So that the concept of going above and beyond and doing a little extra, going the extra mile is what I call it, is go the extra mile in your life. Everything trickles into each other. You have to look at your life holistically. You can't say, I'm going to be a great football player, but you're going home and you're being, you know, a bad son, a bad brother, a bad student, a bad friend. You know, they're all interconnect. So when you get your whole life moving in the direction that you want it to, that's where you can really start to make leaps and bounds in reaching your goals.
How did you feel when you were named the Lions winner of the prestigious Walter Payton Man of the Year Award?
It was an immense honor. You know, there's two things, I guess three things that, you know, I would consider the pinnacle of playing in the NFL, and that's winning a Super Bowl, being Walter Payton Man of the Year, and being, you know, going to the Pro Bowl and or being an All-Pro player. And, you know, with everything that I've gone through in my career, to be able to say now I've knocked off one of those things and I'm a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. And, you know, we'll see in a few weeks if I'm going to be the winner or not. But just even to be a nominee and have my name mentioned alongside Walter Payton. And then I look back and think about the amazing players that have been nominated for this award, who have won this award, and the work that they've done in communities, the impact they've made on people's lives, and to now have my name mentioned with them, you know, forever, is something that's very special to me and something that, you know, I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
You're a very generous person. Why are you so intentional about serving and helping others?
I think my generosity spills from the fact that I had people who helped me, and I know that everyone doesn't have, you know, the father that I was able to have, the brother that I was able to have, the mother that I was able to have. But if I can be that for kids, especially in some small way, then that's what I want to do. And I feel like that's part of my purpose to do that. And I also feel like I have a unique perspective and outlook on life that kids need to hear, especially from someone in my position. You know, reading is a passion of mine. I know there's professional athletes that read, but you know, to be able to be one of the few that really promotes that and supports that and education and supporting kids and giving them opportunities with sports, but also outside of sports, and encouraging kids to find passions outside of the game of football. And I feel like I'm a prime example of that, because not only have I been an athlete my whole life, but I've also excelled in the classroom, getting good grades all high school, getting my undergrad and master's degree. So I'm someone who has lived it. So I feel like I have a different level of respect when I'm talking to a kid and like, look, I am a professional athlete. I am going into my seventh year in the NFL. But look, I still took care of things in the classroom. I still pursued passions outside of the game of football, you know, and kind of instilling them the attributes of treating people kindly, treating people with respect, you know, treating, you know, the janitor just as well as you treat your head coach, you know, those kind of things that not everyone does nowadays, I think are so important. And if I can go out in communities and make an impact in kids' lives and encourage kids and give kids opportunities to be successful, then I want to do so.
Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss part two of my talk with Devon Kennard. Winning is not everything, but the three H's to be a real hero in life are hustle, humility, and heart. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you again next time.